All right, so we're talking about infrastructure. We're talking about bridges need structural repair. I don't think that's real news. I think everybody pretty much knows that our bridges are decades old throughout the country. Some are new, but some are decades old. The real question I have is, what do we do about it?
Well, I think the challenge is that we need some increased investment at all levels of government. And we've seen some movement from a number of states to try and increase revenues for transportation funding. We've had close to a dozen who have passed some sort of increase, whether it's through a gasoline tax or a state sales tax on gasoline to deal with this issue. But the problem is compounded by some of the uncertainty we're seeing at the federal level with the federal aid program, which is responsible for about half of all the funding for highway and bridge construction across the country.
What's the situation in West Virginia? Do you know?
Well, in West Virginia, there are 960 bridges that are classified as structurally deficient. That's about 13% of the entire bridge inventory. So when a bridge is classified as structurally deficient, that means that one of the key elements, usually either the deck, the superstructure, or the substructure, is considered to be poor or in worse condition. And I certainly know there have been efforts in West Virginia to try and raise state investment to address some of these issues, but those haven't been successful so far.
West Virginia is a very difficult state to build roads in. We're very hilly mountains. We need a lot of bridges to cross a lot of valleys and a lot of rivers. Is there a state that's comparable to us? And I know that this is going to be a difficult question, but is there a state that's comparable to us that is doing it right, that is taking care of their bridges and raising the money the right way?
Yeah, we've seen about, as I mentioned, a dozen states so far. And you know, every state, you're right, is so different in terms of the unique challenges with some of the engineering issues. And, you know, we do have some states as well that have a huge backlog in inventory bridges. So, for example, in Pennsylvania, again, age is a big issue there with a number of the bridges that are quite old. The average age of a deficient bridge is over 70 years old in some states. So, you know, that's one state where we did see a revenue increase last year, or excuse me, that was passed in 2013 that started January 1st, 2014. And they have been putting quite a bit of that money towards bridge work. So all state DOTs, you know, we've seen a concerted effort. We've seen an increase in bridge spending over the last 15 years, but it's just not enough to really make a huge dent in the inventory. And like you said, that's why we're here talking about deficient bridges year after year.
Yeah, that's right. Just a few more questions and I'll let you go. You know, here in West Virginia, there is a reluctance to pass tax increases, whether it's a Democratic legislature or a Republican legislature. There is just a reluctance to pass tax increases. What could you say to lawmakers who are reluctant to pass these tax increases? What would be your message to them?
I would say there are two things. The first thing is this truly is a bipartisan issue, and we have seen actually with some of the increases that have been passed just in the last few months with Utah and Iowa, there are Republican-led states where the governor or part of the legislature is Republican that have passed these. This is not just your typical spending. When you invest in infrastructure, there are long-run economic benefits that will really help support growth in the state over the long term. The other thing I would say is that folks are going to pay for it one way or another. One option is to make that investment through some sort of revenue increase or perhaps a gasoline tax increase. So people would be paying more. But if you don't make that investment, you're hurting your economy and people are spending more time in congestion. They're spending more money to fix their car. And there's also a safety issue with some of the improvements that are made. So again, folks will pay for it one way or the other.
Okay, good words. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, Doctor, was that we here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting later this year are starting a major news initiative about our infrastructure in West Virginia, beginning with our roads and our bridges and our funding difficulties. What advice, and this isn't for air, but what advice would you have for us in focusing our efforts on infrastructure, what our priorities should be in looking at West Virginia's infrastructure, and giving us some advice about what to do, where to go, and what to talk about.
Oh, sure. I would refer you to actually a website in a clearinghouse that we've put together called the Transportation Investment Advocacy Center. And it's designed for groups that are interested in learning about what other states and local communities have done to increase transportation investment at the state and local level. So we have a lot of best practices about what has and has not worked. We actually have a summer workshop that will be in Washington, D.C., where advocates and peers can get together to talk about some of those best practices. So I would certainly encourage you to do that. We have seen an evolution in terms of some of the things that work and don't work when you're trying to talk to elected officials. I think one thing we've seen click has been talking about those long-run economic benefits of investment. And, in fact, we just actually did a study for West Virginia looking at that. I think the conditions still resonate with people, but talking about the jobs supported and some of those economic long-run benefits seem to also resonate when we're trying to think about the messaging.
All righty, very good. I appreciate your time this morning. Anything else you wanted to touch on before I let you go?
No, I think that covers it.
All righty. Well, we thank you for your time, and you have yourself a great day.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.